This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Kevin Boucher. On this month's feature, written and narrated by ornithologist Dr. Mike Baltz, he talks about a book that suggests today's environmental problems began 10,000 years ago.
2020 is the 50-year anniversary of the first Earth Day in 1970, and my essays this year have aim to highlight a few of what I consider to be the most important conservation books of the last half century. I have featured A Sand County Almanac by Aldo Leopold, Silent Spring by Rachel Carson, The End of Nature by Bill McKibben, and even Dr. Seuss's The Lorax. This month, I want to highlight the books Ishmael and the Story of Bee, Books 1 and 2 in the Ishmael series by Daniel Quinn. I only recently read these books, which were written in the mid-1990s, but now I feel that they are must-reads for conservation-minded people. The intention of these two short novels is to explain some version of the question, how did we humans, intelligent primates that we are, get ourselves into this global environmental crisis? Which is an important question to answer if we ever hope to get ourselves out of this mess. Quinn's thesis is that the problem started 10,000 years ago at the dawn of the agricultural revolution, marking the start of what would become our modern taker culture, as Quinn calls it. This transition from hunter-gatherer to farmer created some food security for the first time in human history, but it also created the need to protect food stores and to take more land to produce more food for more people, because more food always equals more people. This taker culture also ultimately created the need for workers. For Quinn asks, if the food weren't under lock and key, who would work? Indeed, why do we ultimately work? Nature, of course, ended up on the taker hit list too. For thousands of years, we have killed off with righteous and reckless abandon what doesn't feed us or what feeds on what we eat. And impacts on natural resources have been treated as externalities in our economic system. Predictably, the trajectory of our taker culture has, at long last, reached its upper limit. We have finally, essentially, exhausted the ability of the planet to provide for our exponential growth and waste production. We are on the brink of exchanging tens or even hundreds of thousands of years of continued survival on the planet for this relatively brief period of ease and excess. And this year, 2020, certainly feels like it could be the beginning of the finale of the fireworks show. The $64,000 question is, how do we quickly start taking a lot less and leaving more of the good stuff intact? The good news is that there are lots of right answers to this question, and we get to work together. Republicans and Democrats, Libertarians, Independents, and Greens. More good news is that fixing this problem is more important than any issue potentially dividing us. And as ominous and scary as the threats to our environment are, there is no debate that failing to save the planet as human habitat can't be an acceptable option.
The comments of ornithologist Dr. Mike Baltz. And these monthly features were both written and voiced by Mike. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.